At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome into Players Only, Thursday nights at 6 o'clock on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan. Here's the bad boy from Bayonne.
Chiefs do such a great job of pre-snap movement, shifts, and motions to declare what the defense is doing.
Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes.
Here we go. What's going on, Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building, Players Only, as we are each and every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. I am your host, Danon Hughes. You can follow me on X/Twitter at DAHughesGuy83 or on Instagram at Danon Hughes. Glad to be back after another Chiefs win out in the Bay Area against the 49ers, who were supposed to be revenge-driven, wanting retribution from the Super Bowl losses, and yet we were able to go out there and handle them accordingly. It's been a great, great window of time to be here in the Chiefs Kingdom, to follow this championship organization, and to be the lone wolf left in the NFL at undefeated. 6-0 on the season, as good as you can get, standing atop of all the standings, and still not playing the best football, but getting wins. And contrary to Major League Baseball, contrary to NBA basketball, where they play 162 games or 82 games and series in the playoffs and postseason, every game matters in the NFL. And to win every game so far, I'm not sure the strongest Chiefs fan out there would have thought that we would be 6-0 at this time, especially sustaining the injuries that we have. If I would have told you 4, 5, 6 weeks ago that Isaiah Pacheco would be out, Hollywood Brown would not be in, Rashee Rice would be out, you would not think 6-0. So we got to be thankful for that. Remember, the text lines, phone lines are open. We're going to embrace something different today, going to add a little audible to our roster, to our plan this week. Phone lines 913-586-7695. Text lines and phone lines are open. If you've listened to us over the course of the last 5 seasons for Players Only, if there's not a guest, we still stay with the same game plan, stay with the same playbook in regards to how we go through each and every segment during this show. Well, we're going to open it up just a little bit to the text line and phone lines, specifically in quarter number 2, where we take on the Hot Fire Spitfire Takes. Sean Barber was in the building last week. He graced us with a little generosity from Julio, judging-wise. I'm still feeling a certain way about that, but Barbershop came strong with it. But when I'm solo, I want to hear from the listeners. I want to hear from the fans. If you got a Hot Fire Spitfire take, you got to come correct because you're going to get judged. Call us or text us at 913-586-7695. Now, in the first quarter, we got to recap that 49ers game. I have been blessed. This is my fifth season in the booth with Mitch Holthus, Dan Israel, and Josh Klingler, and the rest of the Chiefs Radio Network crew to call games and be the color analyst for these epic games and these epic championships. One part of my role is post-game interviews. So I go right down as soon as the clock hits zero. If you've ever watched it on Twitter or on Instagram, while Mitch is still throwing air punches and excited about the wins, excited about the big plays, you'll see me packing up my backpack. I've gotten some crap from some friends, family, even my kids, talking about why am I packing up my bag while everything's still going on, because I have to get down to the locker room and interview the players before they get dressed, before they leave, get on buses, or actually go out and meet their family. So I take the express elevator down, get to the players, and I am privy to interview any one, two, three players that I want in the locker room. This past week, I got to interview Juwan Taylor. Based on the fact that this Chiefs offensive line blocked for a rushing yards of 184 yards in the game against this highly vaulted Niners defense, that is one demoralizing way to put somebody in their place, especially a team that you played in the Super Bowl, to run for 184 yards. I got a chance to talk to Juwan Taylor about that. All right, thanks, Art, here with Juwan Taylor. Juwan, dominant performance for you guys in the offensive line, 184 yards rushing, four rushing TDs against a team that had all the incentive, obviously, coming into this game. Talk about you guys' performance as an entire unit at the offensive line.
I feel like we had a great day today. We just got to go back to film and watch it and make corrections and stuff like that. But all in all, I feel like we did a great job and the guys definitely came to play today.
How big was it to have the bye week? And I know during the bye week, it's usually later in the season, but the bye week is usually used for self-scouting and correcting things that maybe wasn't as efficient in the first 5 weeks. How did that play into this performance today?
It's huge. You get the chance to get your legs back, get your body refreshed, get your mind refreshed, just get a little decompression from the game. And once we came back, I knew everybody was ready to work, and we definitely showed up to play today.
And showing up today, you have Nick Bosa out there, you have Floyd out there, Fred Warner. I mean, a pretty solid defense. Obviously, you guys are familiar with them. Like, how were you guys able to step up your play to be able to combat that kind of fierce defense?
Just the preparation throughout the week. They're phenomenal players. Shout out to them. And, you just had a great week of practice and just had to go out here and play today.
Yeah, congratulations on the win.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, back to you, Art. Yeah, Juwan did an excellent job in the game. I know he's caught some strife at times for offsides penalties and holding at that right tackle position. But to me, what we've seen from the offensive line, it's very unique in the NFL to have an offensive line that can protect the greatest quarterback that's playing the game right now in the fashion that he has or they have been, and then as well as block against lines and defenses that are known for being physical, going into their territory on their field with all the incentive on their side, all the anger, frustration, bitterness, all the emotions that they bring to the table, and to combat that in the fashion that this offensive line did. They definitely deserve kudos, and it was great to be able to hear Juwan. And even when I'm interviewing these guys in the locker room, the funny part is the other guys that are listening in, the other guys that would love to chime in, the Joe Tooneys, the Creed Humphreys, the Trey Smiths, that are sitting nearby that would concur with everything that he said and maybe even would like to add some things, because it's an attitude thing. So I think it's refreshing that we're in a position that, although we're not as efficient an offense as we would have liked, with Patrick Mahomes throwing more interceptions than touchdowns up to this point, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. And I'd love to, on the text line or phone line, if anybody's got some feelings about that as well, we can tackle that in quarter number two or three. But the fact that we're able to go out and be as efficient on offense. Now, defense, special teams. Like, we are the top team in the NFL on defense, and we are clearly rising on the special team side, especially in the return game, to be a top echelon team. And if those two phases continue to help along, maybe a limping offense in some respects, that's what's going to always equate to wins. To win two-thirds of the three phases of the game is so essential. And even though we're 6-0, and we may not be playing our best football, at least the best football that we're accustomed to seeing on offense. As a former wide receiver, I'm always going to be a little bit more critical to the offense because there's always going to be higher expectations for the offense. But you got to give love to the defense. I know my man Barbershop, Desmond, Moses, Bill Moss, all the defensive guys that have come in here and been on air with me, they probably are kind of getting a little wink of the eye because they know I don't like to talk about defense, especially in a positive way, but I can't help but talk about that. But I got a chance to talk with Leo Chanel after the game, and he had two opportunities where he almost blocked punts. He had key blocks on the return by Mecole Hardman as well being on the field. But I got to talk to him about where this defense is right now and how dominating their performances have been. Leo, another dominant performance by the defense. I mean, you guys continue to reset the standard in regards to how you guys play. I know that last touchdown you would like for them not to score in that situation, but overall, what do you grade this performance today?
I don't want to give a letter or anything. I just know that, we talk about not giving up points the first possession, at the end of the half, beginning of the second half, and their last possession, and really we didn't do well in those areas. But one thing I look at a positive at is, they're down two scores, right? 16 points, and we could easily hang our heads there at the end, like, oh, they just got the touchdown, crap, now we got to go back on defense possibly. No, like, our guys stepped up to the plate, mentally. No, we're gonna stop them right here, forget that touchdown right there. We're gonna bow up and stop this 2-point conversion, and that kept it a 2-score game. And I think that just shows the mentality of our guys.
And I love how you're speaking about that, because that's something that I've witnessed not just over this season in these 6 games, but even going back into last season, where you guys have the innate ability of moving on to the next play, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, no matter how debilitating a drive can be or how many plays they were able to perform. Next play mentality is real for you guys' defense. And now you got some rookies making some big plays, getting 2 interceptions on the 3 interceptions today.
Yeah, it's crazy. We got a great group of young guys that bring energy every day, every practice, and it's not just on game day. So it's finally coming to fruition, their hard work. And, that's just going to make us even better. If we got our young guys making big plays like that, and then our leaders coming together, bringing everybody together in those tough situations, we're going to be a dangerous team. And, we just got to continue to keep getting better in those situations we talked about.
How big was it for you guys to come off a bye week? We know about the success of Andy Reid. He's only lost 3 games in his entire tenure after a bye week here in Kansas City, 4 total in his whole career. How big was it to have the bye week so early and then you guys be able to bounce back and continue to stay suit with what the success has been under Andy Reid?
It's huge. That obviously gives us a little boost. We get our bodies recovered from all that training camp, preseason, regular season. In our heads, we're like, okay, we better win. We had more rest than them, but they're a great team. So it's not like, it's going to be a cakewalk ever, especially that team. Great players, great coach, all around, a great team. So we never came out with a wrong mentality, like, oh, this can be a cakewalk. Oh, we feel good. That's not our mentality, but, we're feeling...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good, and we just got to keep it rolling.
Shout out to Leo Chanel and his mindset. And I thought it was really cool. I wanted to kind of cut that interview off. Part of me wanted to cut that interview off right after like the first 10 seconds because I thought he spoke volumes in that beginning in regards to what their goals were. Think about this defense, how dominant they are each and every week and how this team has leaned on their dominance to win football games. And what was his first words out of his mouth, Julio, were, our goal is to not allow points on the opening drive, the last drive of the first half, the opening drive of the second half, and the last drive of the game. I don't know if I've been around a lot of defenses. I'm sure that's always the goal. But for him to open up that interview and say, you know what, we won the game, we caused three turnovers, we beat the team that we beat in the Super Bowls, and yet this is the first thing that comes to mind after a win. Tells you a lot about the makeup of this defense, the mindset, and what Steve Spagnuolo, as the defensive coordinator, has instilled in these guys to not be satisfied with just playing good football, or not even just to be satisfied with playing winning football, but stick to what their goals are each and every game. And the fact that that was at the forefront of his mind tells me about how mature he is, how mature this defense is, and the entire mindset of this defense. And fast forward through that interview when we're talking about the young guys, Jaden Hicks getting his first interception, Christian Roland Wallace getting his first interception. You're talking about a stage like where it was a national televised game and two guys that hadn't really played a lot of defense come up big, Jaden Hicks especially, literally in the end zone when he gets his interception. And then Christian Roland Wallace getting the reroute the receiver, Ronnie Bell here from Kansas City, and pick off the quarterback because the quarterback and the receiver were on the wrong page. It's the number one rule, by the way. Never fool your quarterback. That's exactly what happened. And we were able to to be able to capitalize on that. I think it's just a great performance. I love what we're seeing from our defense, and I'm glad these guys are recognizing that even with wins, they have higher goals to attain. And I think that when you talk about Jalen Watson going down with injuries and who's going to be the next man up, that's what's going to filter throughout the defensive unit, especially the defensive backs when they all have that same mindset. All right, that's the first quarter. When we come back, we got the hot fire, spitfire takes. I want to see the text line light up. Dan, I see you on the phone line as well, 913-586-7695. Join in.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Y'all call me super hot boy. 100 degrees leather jacket. Because I'm super hot boy.
Oh!
There we go. I like it, Julio. It's the hot fire, spitfire takes like we have each and every week in that second quarter. We got the phone lines, text lines still open, 913-586-7695. I know Dan is always coming with a hot fire take, but I'm not going to get to him yet. I want to hold on, Dan, to your normal slot in quarter three. Hot fire takes are open online. I'm going to give you mine. I know, Julio, you was a I felt kind of judged last week. I felt like, you know, there was maybe some handshake agreement between you and Barbershop when I turned my head. Maybe he came in a little late, or he came in on Barbershop time. And I felt like maybe I didn't see you in the booth for a second, where he might have passed you a little bit of money so that you can, put me in my place, or try to keep me in my place. So I'm going to go with a hot fire take that I think is, there's two levels to it. All right, stay with me. So I find it hilarious as well as great that castoffs from other teams are flourishing on our team. Now, what, there's a caveat to that, because not only have there been castoffs from other teams, but there have been castoffs from other teams that warranted and opened up the door for them to be highly sought after. Like, they played for us. You think about Mecole Hardman, Jody Fortson, Kareem Hunt. Played hard. Maybe Kareem Hunt is a little bit questionable because of the way he had to leave Kansas City. But those other guys, Juju Smith-Schuster, also in the mix. They played to a level, a championship level, to when the market opened up for them, other teams came in to scoop them up. Whether the Chiefs would have wanted to re-sign him or not is neither here nor there. The fact that they put themselves in a marketable position for another company, another corporation, to want them. And then, for those organizations to not figure out how to utilize them in a championship way, only to be able to come back to this organization and not just be used in a championship way, but to be used immediately in a championship way. That's very telling and actually comical when you think about the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, the New York Jets, and the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, they used Kareem Hunt. It was a 1-2 punch with him and Nick Chubb. But those other three organizations who haven't sniffed a championship in a while, haven't been close to postseason or a success in the postseason in a while, get our guys, cannot figure out how to use them, only to allow them to come back to Kansas City, where Matt Nagy and Andy Reid immediately figure out how to use them in a championship way, inserting them immediately and then equating that to wins. That's comical. I laugh at that because of all of these sabermetrics and supposed gurus that are now head coaches and coordinators on other teams, while we have our guys that know how to plug and play in the right way. And then I also think it's very telling of the leadership, the scouting, Brett Veach and his staff, and how they are recognizing that that guy did not do anything with New York, did not do anything with Miami, did not do anything with New England, and yet we know for a fact that they can come in and do something immediately with us. And the humility that goes along with that. As a player, for all you young players out there, I know the transfer portal is big, and NIL and jumping from place to place. Even in high school, you got kids moving from place to place. Here's a lesson. The maturity of those four guys that I mentioned, never burn bridges, because you never know where you may have to go back to after that, where you may have to eat some crow, or just by the ways of life and business, where you have to go back to a previous company, a previous team, a previous school. Never burn bridges. I think it's the epitome of what we've seen with those five guys. I think is that, to me, that's one of the great stories of how this season has unfolded so far.
Fire. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Fire.
We were definitely going to have a conversation, Julio, if that wasn't a hot fire take. I was sitting in my room in the darkness of the closet trying to come up with all of that. I would have been extremely hurt had you not given me that fire, hot fire take. I got the phone lines open, text lines open, 913-586-7695. The text line. I don't know if this is a hot fire take, but I'm going to kick it off anyway. Talking about Mahomes' play and his improvement from the 816. How about Mahomes where he is now? It's not where he's been in the past. It seems like he's regressing, and we're not how is that going to impact us towards the end of the season? From the 816. All right. I disagree with that. I disagree with the fact that Mahomes is regressing. Just because he has 8 interceptions, and trust me when I tell you, from my vantage point, for these now 5 seasons in the booth, there are times where I get to see why. You may not see the whys. You may not hear the whys from the Tony Romos or the Tom Brady's or the other color analysts on TV. Mute your TVs. Listen to us on 96.5 The Fan. You'll get more meat on your plate than you may experience with those other broadcasters. And there are times where Patrick Mahomes threw 2 interceptions this week, didn't throw any touchdowns. 2 interceptions. One was a defensive lineman getting his hands up on a quick throw. Not going to blame the offensive line, but I have been part of offenses where on quick throws, RPOs, or what have you, the number one job by the offensive line is to keep the hands down from the defense. Now, the defense knows that that's the job of the offense, so they get paid as well. And if they get their hands up in the throwing area, that ball can ricochet anywhere. That's a win for the defense. I'll give you that. The second interception, when Xavier Worthy falls down, I'm not putting that on Patrick Mahomes. I'm not putting that on any quarterback. Unfortunately, all interceptions are pulled together. And you can't just qualify an interception because a receiver didn't do his job. But in that circumstance, he threw it towards the sideline in an area where Xavier Worthy would have been either able to contest for the ball, knock it down, or it would have just been an incomplete pass. But because he fell down, not stumbled, but fell down, the defensive back did an excellent job making the adjustment and basically becoming the receiver for the interception. Those 2 interceptions are not the same. Not every interception is qualified as the same. So if we're talking about Patrick Mahomes and his improvement, let's go back to the Saints game. When he threw for over 300 yards, it's the 46th time in his career that he's thrown for over 300 yards. And here's the big point that I want to make, Julio, in the improvement argument versus him regressing. He, as far as throwing the ball in the air, he did not complete a pass in that game, airtime, over 15 yards. The defense for the Saints were designed to take away any deep passes down the field. And normally we have seen in the past where Patrick might try to force it, and he's even said that during his interviews, trying to force the ball down the field, squeeze it in different places, try to allow his receivers to make a play. And in that specific game before the bye week, he completed airtime, the ball in the air, 15 yards or less, to the tune of over 300 yards, and a big win against the Saints on Monday Night Football. That's improvement. That's maturity. Taking what the defense gives you is a sign of improvement. So contrary to what the numbers say, contrary to what the stats say, we should be looking at the core meat on the field in regards to what Patrick Mahomes is doing. It's improving, and we're still scratching the surface. He's going to get better. The offense is going to get better. We're going to talk about DeAndre Hopkins and his impact on this offense in the next segment. But trust me when I tell you, the improvement is there. All right, halftime is here for Players Only. When we come back, we got the phone and text lines open. See a lot of texts out here. Dan's still on. We're going to get to that Energizer Bunny after the break.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Time's yours.
All
We are back. Halftime's over. Players only. Danan Hughes here. Follow me on Twitter /X at DAHughesGuy83 or on Instagram at Danan Hughes. We got the phone lines and text lines open, 913-586-7695. Let's go to Dan. Dan and KCK, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Chiefs. Your defense was like Sal, Justin Reed, Christian Ron Wallace, and Jaden Hicks with it all interceptions. And the offense did just enough, you know. Yeah, Kareem Hunt with two touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes got a touchdown. And McCall Hardman with a touchdown. I think this is going to be a beatdown in Las Vegas now with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'd like to tell you something, Dan. I know Marty had the rule about Raider Week, the reason how and why he was so successful, because he didn't like how Al Davis ran the Raider. How he, you know, Randy, how he used to mock the Chiefs and everything. And the Chiefs were going to get back at the Raiders what they did in the preseason, how they mock, I don't know what it was, that puppet. So we'll be ready for some hammer down. Take care of yourself, Dan. I'll be going to the Chiefs game in 2 weeks against the Buccaneers. Take care.
All right, Dan. We appreciate that. Dan is that infusion of energy. I've always referenced Dan as like the Red Bull /5-hour energy that you need it right halfway through this show. Shout out to my man Mike at Monster. I actually went into the gas station to look for a drink just to kind of get me a boost through the rest of the afternoon and evening. Bumped into the rep from Monster, Mike, and he kind of sold me on diving into a couple of Monster drinks. So shout out to him. I'm feeling good right now. Don't feel like I'm jittery or anything like that. So my man Mike, I appreciate it. He said he was a listener as well. The crazy thing about being on the broadcast, Julio, one of the crazy things about being on the broadcast and having this show and calling into Fesco and Carrington and all the shows during the week is that you go from a player being recognized as a player, your face, you're walking around town, you're in stores, in the mall, and people recognize you because you wore the jersey. More people have come up to me based on hearing my voice, order food or pay for something at the counter at the gas station or something like that. And they say, I knew that voice, which is pretty cool, kind of scary, kind of freaky, but pretty cool as well. And that's exactly what happened when I bumped into Mike. He's like, I noticed your voice when you asked about the ghost drink and Red Bull. And he started talking to me, struck up a conversation, and he sold me on the Monster drink. So shout out to him. Very cool. But that's what Dan is. Dan, I appreciate you. We got Big T is back from Shawnee. What's going on, Big T?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. Good to hear the players' perspective. I'm glad you guys are back, too. I dig listening to you guys. So, you know, it is Raider week. I'm going to parlay off Dan, man. We grew up in my house. You hated the Raiders. You loathed them. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. The Raiders will always reside at the intersection of Loser Street and Suck-Ass Avenue. So let's go Chiefs. Put the Raiders down in the place where they need to be, like losers that they are. They're a losing organization from top to bottom. And how about that Chiefs victory? You know, when you look at that victory, you guys, no other team or quarterback in the league wins that game. Lamar doesn't win that game. Buffalo don't win that game. Detroit, you name the teams. They don't win that game because we got Pat Mahomes because he's a badass mofo. I don't care about his touchdown to interception ratio. Only people who give a flip about that are those fantasy geeks. So get out of here. He's a winner. He's a winner, and so is Andy Reid. We got the best coach, the best defensive coordinator, and that defense is kicking ass and taking names. Let's put it to them Raiders and keep up the good play, baby. Way to go, Chiefs.
Yeah, Big T, good to have you back in the mix, brother. I appreciate the take. That's a hot fire take. Big T, you got to call in earlier in the show so we can get you doing that hot fire, spit fire segment number two. But I appreciate you. We got from the 816, I should say, I'm sorry, the 913. What you got, man? Did we lose him? All right. Sorry. Let's go to the text line. My hot take from the 816. My hot take is straight sick of everybody was worrying about what receiver we were going to get, what moves they were going to make, and what we're going to do before the trade line or at the trade line. D-Hop, why not D-Adams? Everybody who's in the positions to bring to Kansas City, the Kingdom, KC Kingdom, a three-peat, is the way more than earned our trust in whatever move they make or don't make. So basically what you're saying is in Brett Veach we trust. They're going to make the right moves. Doubt if Devontae Adams was ever going to be a viable source, especially coming from the Raiders. And with his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, the fact that we went out and got DeAndre Hopkins, I thought was huge, especially with the injury to Juju Smith-Schuster. That, to me, was the one. If you've listened to me over the course of time, I've never been a strong advocate for getting receivers during the season, especially after the bye week, which really hasn't come into play in several years because our bye week's always in late November and December. This year, it's early, changes things because now you have a guy that's coming in and has to literally learn on the run where there's no break, no extra practices, no lull. And what is he going to be able to do, especially a guy that's used to being a high-volume receiver? Having said that, in this circumstance, with basically your top three receivers down, you had to go get somebody. I don't expect that door to still be closed right now. You may see someone else. Now with Sky Moore going down, you may see someone else get tapped in to come in as well. We'll see how that unfolds, but I love the fact that Brett Veach, Andy Reid, this organization is going all out for this three-peat run. They're not holding anything back. It's not about developing guys that are down on the depth chart. It's about continuing to win. So that's the cool thing about what we're dealing with. From the 913, D-Hop, big body across the middle, help. Get Juju healthy, take the pressure off of Kelsey. I agree with that. Just like I said, D-Hop is, to me, what Rashee Rice will be in 8 years. That's literally what you've gotten. A bigger body, a receiver that plays bigger than his body, that knows how to catch the ball across the middle, that has great hands, that can make yardage after contact and catch. And for him, the extra caveat is he has incentive to win. He's been on losing teams, has not played in the postseason since 2019. We remember what happened against him in 2019 by the way of what we did after being down from 24 to nothing against his Houston Texans. So he has not played in the postseason since then. He's been a part of a team that's been in the postseason, but he has not played literally. So he has some incentive. He knows that there are less days ahead of him than have been behind him in the league, and I'm sure he's going to bring that kind of attitude to the game. I see a 913. Will Sky ever play another snap in the NFL? Yes, he will. I believe Sky Moore will have an opportunity. He will. He seems like a guy with great makeup. I get a chance to talk to him after the game this past week. I love the physicality that he brings and blocking and everything else. And things will come around, and maybe this injury will allow him a reset mentally that he'll be able to come and be his best self. And let's remember, we don't have a Super Bowl without Sky Moore. All right? With that, we're going to shut it down for the third quarter. When we come back, we got to talk about these Raiders. We got to talk about the hate. We got to talk about this Raider rivalry. I got to woosah a little bit during this break because sometimes it brings some hate back into me. Julio, I got to woosah. We'll come back, talk about them.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, fourth quarter of the show, and we got to review, or preview, I should say, this upcoming Raiders battle. Before we get to that, let's go to Brandon up in the Northland. Brandon, what's good?
Yo, bro. Hey, man. I'm actually in Shawnee, homie, not in the Northland, but all good. I'm in Kansas. So here's the deal. The video that the Raiders played, I know for a fact Pat took that personally, MJ style. He's about to drop 60 points on their head, and he's probably going to do the behind-the-back pass just to poo-poo all over their faces. Now, I do have a question for you. From a player's perspective, if D-Hop balls out this year and he loves the culture, he's a free agent after this year. Do you think that there's a chance he would want to come back for less money just to get another year with the possibility of a four-peat? And I'll leave it off air off that. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Brandon from Shawnee. Sorry about that mix up. I think that's a great question. What fans have to realize is that there are three different components to how and why a free agent would come to a team or would come back to a team. The team has to want them, the player has to want to be there, and the agent has to listen to the player and negotiate accordingly. Oftentimes, I know there's always a lot of noise made in social media, especially, and even on the major networks, when you're talking about why didn't a free agent go to a certain place? Why didn't a team open up their wallets for a certain player? It could be that that player didn't want to go to that place. It could be that the team maybe not didn't want to open up their wallet, or it could be that the agent dropped the bag. Those are the three components that come into play. It's not always about a player taking the most money to go to a place. I can tell you from experience, and I'm not even at the level, never was at the level of a lot of these free agents. I had a chance to go to the St. Louis Rams back in the mid-90s as a free agent for more money. And I opted to stay in Kansas City for less money. It worked out well because I wind up, I believe, playing three more seasons here when that opportunity came. And my family got to stay here. The kids got to stay where they were. But it wasn't about the money. So players have an opportunity, an option. If DeAndre has a favorable experience here and we're able to get another Super Bowl run, and he knows that his time is limited in the NFL, he'll have two options, kind of like Juju Smith-Schuster did. He'll have an option to work an opportunity elsewhere to maximize his monetary input for the remainder of his career, or to stay here, maybe take a little dose of humble pie and whatever the Chiefs would offer or they would agree with to have an opportunity at running back a four-peat and being a part of history. And that's just going to be about what his mindset would be. And I don't think there's any wrong answer. But it would be great, especially if he's a key contributor, to have another healthy veteran presence in this offense when you're able to get Hollywood Brown, who hopefully we would be able to keep, as well as Rashee Rice, healthy back as part of this offense. Imagine that offense, not even withstanding Xavier Worthy, but to have those four receivers as part of this offense with Patrick Mahomes would be dangerous. All right. We got the Raiders coming up. I did some woo-sighing, relaxing, breathing techniques during the break because there's still part of me that hates the Raiders, even though to some extent they don't really deserve our hate because we've beaten them 8 of the last 10 times. But they did beat us and kind of ruined mine and many people in the Chiefs kingdom. I'm sure you listeners out there, Christmas Day came in to Arrowhead Stadium and beat us on our field on that sacred holiday. Didn't really like that. Didn't like the subsequent things that were coming from their camp this offseason. I know, Julio, we got a couple of clips. Even Brandon talked about the Kermit the Frog clip. Go ahead and run that.
I'm here.
Yeah! Now, I will tell you this. We talked about the maturation process of Patrick Mahomes. Run that clip on Patrick because he's much better than I would have been given that same circumstance.
Stuff like that happens. It'll get handled when it gets handled.
Now, I don't know about y'all out there, but I get some goosebumps right now just hearing that little short clip. It'll get handled when it gets handled. It almost reminds me of something from The Godfather or Goodfellas. Like, it's going to get handled. The business will be taken care of, and the family will be all right. That's what I love about Patrick. He hears everything, like Brandon talked about. All the players listen to everything. Contrary to what you may hear them in interviews and what they say on social media, you listen to everything. You've heard everything, and if you didn't personally hear it, somebody's going to tell you. I was one of those guys that would go up and say, to Mark Vanover, look what Jason Whitlock said about you. And DT, look what they said about you. I would poke the bear just to see what kind of response. So if I know I'm that kind of character, I know that there are other characters in that locker room like that right now in this great organization. So best believe they have that in mind. They recognize that even though we've run off 12 straight wins since Christmas Day, That was the last bad taste in the mouth that we had, especially against the Raiders. So I feel like even though the rivalry is not as thick as it used to be when I and Marty Schottenheimer and all those years, even going back to Len Dawson and their rivalry as well, it may not be at the height, but I feel like if Marty Schottenheimer was alive, we'd hear some incredible clip from him in regards to what would incentivize us to go out and pummel a team like the Raiders, who we are definitely better than. And we can go out and we've had more success on their field than they have, especially in the postseason. I call it Arrowhead West, and they have not done anything to change my mind on that. And this is definitely a winnable game. I feel like it's winnable. But do we have that clip of Marty? I needed a throwback. If Patrick Mahomes didn't get you stirred up just a bit and the blood boiling just a bit, listen to my man Marty.
Let's build our house together. Let's get this thing going. Let's go.
Marty was never shy about his hatred for the silver and black. But come Raider week, it was on full display.
Without question, and any player or coach knew that when Raider week came, Marty had a different demeanor. It was a different week. It was Raider week, and he didn't let anybody forget it.
Everything got turned up a notch for Raider week. There were signs in the elevators. There was signs in the locker room. Raider week, just simply stated, Raider week.
Marty would take at least 10 or 15 minutes at every team meeting to talk about the disrespect. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. Whether warranted or not, that was the fuel for the fire.
And I always remember the first team meeting. I went, wow. I just could not believe all the things that he was saying and meant, and it came from his heart.
Let's hit him in the mouth. I love how we ended that. That is what the Raiders week epitomizes. That's what we're looking forward to this week. Our Chiefs going out to Arrowhead West, coming back 7-0. The better team will prevail. Let's get that job done. Don't want to see any success on the side of the Raiders. All right, for Julio, myself, Danon Hughes, follow me on X/Twitter at DAHughesGuy83, on Instagram at Danon Hughes. We'll be back next week with Players Only. Peace. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You're listening to Players Only with Danon Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.